Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 12 noon in the city of Pittsburgh, and you are listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland, and I am awfully glad to have you with me. So we are at a point in time where everybody's looking for answers. Everyone wants answers. And unfortunately, we are all following, and I say following, we're not chasing, we're not leading, we are following a virus that doesn't give us any clear-cut answers. So the big question right now, and it doesn't seem to matter where you are in this area, in this country, the big question is, will schools open up in the fall? Will schools be open for in-classroom learning? And right now, no one seems to know the answers. So what do you do? Well, the AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, which is currently having a big convention right now, their president, Randy Weingarten, told the members, the representatives, the union leaders at that conference that it's up to them. If they don't feel safe, they can consider going on strike. That's a big move for the American Federation of Teachers, but that also speaks to the fact that there are a lot of unanswered questions out here facing teachers. So what does that mean for teachers in our area? Well, the president of the PFT, the Pittsburgh Federation of Teachers, Nina Esposito-Vizgaitis, joins us once again on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline to put this in some kind of perspective. Nina, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's always good to be with you, Lynn.
I feel like this may be, and you tell me if I'm wrong, one of the busiest summers you've had in a long time.
Oh, I can't tell you. I can't begin to tell you how busy it has been. It's exhausting. A lot of important things, though.
I was going to say busy, but you're like busy in one place because you're not going anywhere. Everything is virtual these days. So
right,
big day
absolutely.
For you. Absolutely. Big day for you yesterday, virtual meeting with Jill Biden.
Yes, that was wonderful.
And I think I kind of know what Joe Biden's position is on reopening schools, but what was your sense when you met with her yesterday?
Oh, she's terrific. Boy, was that uplifting. That gave us such hope to have an educator who understood the problems and concerns of educators. And I'll be honest, who cared about educators. That was such an uplifting meeting because she cared to hear about educators and clearly cared about the problems and the issues and knew that you had to listen to us and you had to care about what we cared about and the safety of our students and of our teachers. And that was so important to hear. It was really uplifting and gave us some hope. That was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience for all of us.
And that is, by and large, what I feel like the president of the AFT is saying as well today when she makes the statement, if the membership is concerned about safety, striking could be an option.
Yes, absolutely. So much that has come out of Washington has been, you're opening no matter what. There's no talk about student safety, no talk about teacher safety. You're opening, damn the torpedoes, we're going. So I think it's very important to look at safety. A lot of us are concerned for the safety of our students. Do we have sick parents at home? Are our educators sick? Are our educators over a certain age? So I think that's what Randy Weingarten is absolutely saying. You have to look. Do you feel safe to go back? Are your students safe? If not, there is always a consideration of going out on strike, and I think she is absolutely right. She is always looking for the good of our students and our teachers, and I totally back Randy. She is a terrific leader. We're very lucky to have her.
So what would that mean, say, for the Pittsburgh area? What would that mean? Because right now we don't even know exactly what the plan is going to be. May not know that until the end of the week.
Absolutely. Oh, do you mean in Pittsburgh City? Well, I just met with the superintendent this morning, virtually, of course, and we have kept close tabs. There's a public hearing this evening. They have 143 speakers signed up to speak to the resolution that was brought forward to the board about going remote for the first 9 weeks. We are hoping that will go forward, because it really is, at this time, we think it's the only safe way. The numbers are higher now in Pittsburgh than they were in March when they closed the schools, which is really concerning to me. I don't know why people aren't wearing those masks or whatever it is. We have to get this under control. So at least that would give us the first 9 weeks to watch the situation. Most of our kids, I hope, have computers and connectivity by now. So we're hoping we can have a really quality remote learning situation and then go from there, carefully monitor it, and then figure out if we can move into a hybrid system. Teachers have been planning. I don't think it's been much of a summer or a break for any of our teachers, because teachers have been really monitoring things. I can tell you my teachers know exactly which of their kids have devices and not this summer, which I think is great that they've kept such close contact with their kids. And then we could go into, come back to school or go to a hybrid system, whatever is best for the students at that point.
So, of course, we have a variety of different districts in this area. What's your gut? Do you think that we could see any teachers going out on strike this fall over the issues of safety? Is it too soon to tell? What's your gut telling you?
Well, you know, a number of the, of course, you know, there are two major unions in the area. We're covered by AFT and AFT Pennsylvania. We are having meetings. Our president, Art Steinberg, has been getting together with our locals in the West. So we just had a meeting last week with the presidents, and it's interesting how different all the different locals are. I mean, I'm sure you've heard. North Allegheny is planning to go back 5 days a week, which I find kind of interesting. Everyone does have a different plan, a different way. So it really is, as President Weingarten said, up to each local to look at things carefully, see if the teachers feel safe, and then make a call. I don't envy each of the presidents. I mean, as we met with our superintendent and really looked at whether they feel it is safe for their teachers, and they'll have to make a call. I don't envy them, because they'll have to decide what their teachers feel. I know in Pittsburgh, we're looking remote learning, I think, is the way to go. I'll be testifying to that today. I know our board of directors, I'm hoping they will make that decision. Mm-hmm. If we were to go back, I'd have to make a different decision. But I think remote learning is the way to go. I feel that's safe for our members and our teachers. If it was different, I would make a different decision for my members.
The
president's going to have to decide.
There is an opportunity for teachers to have some input. Nina, I know you stepped out of a meeting to talk to us today, so we appreciate you as always, and we'll stay on top of it as you will. Thanks so much for joining us, Nina.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.